Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today's uber-connected internet world offers a dizzying maze of marketing options for small business owners. Old ways of doing things are changing rapidly. For example, although Pepsi has advertised during the Super Bowl for 23 years, they're not doing it this year. They've decided on something different. Why? Today, my guest is Kelly Schwartz of BeachDog.com. She's the alpha dog of this fun-loving, creative Long Beach marketing company. Their BeachDog.com website is a hoot. I mean, a howl. And we'll be woofing. I mean, we'll be talking about some great ideas all of us can use and benefit from, including the 350 Project, a nationwide campaign to support small retail businesses and keep our independents healthy and surviving as chains increasingly drive moms and pops into the dustbin of nostalgia. So lots of good stuff to talk about today. Welcome, Kelly. I assume your four-legged business partners are running Beach Dog while you're here today.
They are. Lily and Perdita are helping out with the two-legged people over at the office this morning.
Excellent. We need those four-leggers to keep us in line, I'll tell you. That's for sure. Anyway, Kelly, I really had a lot of fun going around the BeachDog.com website, and I'm excited to learn how that came to be. Before we talk about that, talk to us about Kelly Schwartz. Let's hear about you,
Kelly
please.
Schwartz.
Yes, let's hear about Kelly Schwartz.
Well, I grew up all over the West Coast and spent many summer trips to Long Beach as a kid and ended up moving back here permanently in late 94. We bought a little motel in Seaview, ran that for the better part of a decade. And actually, I was commuting back and forth to Portland doing freelance graphics work, and we were running the motel, remodeling it. And my passion really fell to promoting this amazing place that we live in. So that is really how Beach Dog came to being about, we're starting our 13th year now. Una Boyle took over the directorship of the Visitors Bureau across the river and hired me to fix what little bit of a website they had. And it was just great fun to go out and find out what's going on the peninsula, what the activities and attractions are, and put those online. And it birthed a company.
You have a lot of enthusiasm, and there's a lot of creative juice that you just feel coming from your website. And I know you work with a lot of businesses over there. Things are changing in the world of small business. I mean, and people, how people reach their customers, how they let people know what their messages are. And the internet has become the thing. Is that right?
Yeah, it really has. Certainly, depending on what kind of business you're in, that's more and less true. But 2010 is really promising to bring even more change in that arena. We're seeing more and more people surfing the net via smartphones, more and more people using the internet to make decisions. And social networking has just taken off and really changed the way that even search like Google works. So yeah, we're seeing more and more online and less offline marketing.
Maybe we should talk about the mission statement of BeachDog.com and what your particular challenges are, what you do for the people that you work with, and then what you're seeing as being relevant for people who have small businesses or even are just interested in, you know, how things are working in the world today.
Sure. We're a full-service marketing firm, and what we do is try and meet people where they need to be met. So when you come talk to us, call us on the phone, we do a little brief interview to start with, find out what your goals are, and then what your resources are, which, you know, people expect is just about money and certainly is about a whole lot more than that, and really try and meet people where they need to be met to meet their goals. You know, we try and keep our customers as empowered as possible. We would rather you managed your own website, wrote your own copy with a little guidance from us than for to have us do it for you, because frankly, you'll do a better job and meet your customers' needs better.
But just because the website is the big thing, it doesn't mean that people still don't need to have, you know, brochures or rack cards or things like that, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
People still need to have some of those things.
Yeah, we start with identity development, making sure people have a strong logo and brand, both visually and just in terms of what their whole business is communicating to the world. And then how to put that out, again, based on their goals, whether they need business cards, rack cards, brochures, letterhead, websites. It's really all over the map. And lots of times people will come to us thinking that they need one thing and leaving with something else, because it meets their needs and with a better return on their investment.
I know that you said that you work with tourism on the Long Beach Peninsula, so, and you have a lot of people in Washington and Southern Washington and on the Long Beach Peninsula, but you also work with clients all over by phone.
We do. In fact, our farthest away client right now is in Germany, but we have quite a little pool of clients in the Las Vegas area and in on the I-5 corridor. Really between Portland and Seattle, a few in Portland and Seattle and further north and south. The beautiful thing about what we do is you can do it anywhere, which means we get to do it in the best place on earth.
And so the Long Beach Peninsula has really become now you've been here since 90, when did you say?
94.
So this is home. This is...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've lived in resort areas most of my adult life, and I can't imagine leaving this one.
What is it that's changing about the Long Beach Peninsula? What's going on there now? I mean, people obviously see what's happening in, you know, Astoria and Warrenton. And many times unless we drive over the bridge, we don't really know what's going on over there. You seem like you have kind of an overall idea or feel for what's happening there.
Well, I hope so. The thing that I love about the Long Beach Peninsula is it truly is the beach as it was when I was a kid. It hasn't been overdeveloped. We're really working to develop tourism in a responsible way across the river, that we don't want to ruin the product in the process. The Discovery Trail has recently been completed, the 8-plus-mile trail that runs from the Port of Owako up to the north end of Long Beach at the Breakers Hotel. That's just an amazing thing for bicyclists and walkers and all the interpretive points of interest along the way. The boardwalk in Owako, there's just, you know, art galleries with the working fishing village and this beautiful mix of, you know, working fishermen and high-end art and fine dining. Don't even get me started about the food over there. We have some of the most amazing restaurants.
You know, it's when you drive, when you are driving around on the Long Beach Peninsula, I think it feels like not like it's from another time, but there is that feeling, especially Oysterville, you know, that you've stepped back in time.
Truly, truly. And Ocean Park has really got some new businesses on its main street and doing some bustling. There's a great little coffee shop up there, and their chamber office is now open just about every day, which is really a great thing for tourists. Most of our population on the peninsula lives further up on the north end, whereas most people recognize more commerce on the south end. There's a lot of commerce going on up on the north end too.
What are obviously there aren't huge chains on the Long Beach Peninsula. There are lots of moms and pops, and we have that also in downtown Astoria, and that's what gives the town its character, and that's what people, I think, really want to have, that kind of experience where they are connecting with people they know, and they have a social exchange, and they are keeping alive a tradition which really built this country, which is small businesses, small farms, those kinds of things that are disappearing. What are the challenges in today's world for small businesses that you see?
Well, I think small business owners are the hardest working people on the planet. I mean, to have to do everything that it takes to run a business, to be an entrepreneur. And on top of that, most small business people are actually working in the business as a full-time position. And then you get to wash the dishes, you know, when it's all done and be the janitors and everything else. And in terms of marketing small business, it's increasingly competitive, you know, with more and more big box stores and more huge corporations taking over the search world in terms of online search. Marketing and just the budgets that happen in offline marketing. We're seeing such a saturation of when you and I were kids, there were maybe some TV ads, there were some billboard ads. You went to your newspaper and had ads, but you didn't have ads on your coffee cup and ads on pasted to the street sidewalks and ads everywhere you look. There's so much noise out there in terms of advertising now that it's really hard to have your voice be found. And when you're a small mom and pop with a small budget, trying to get your word out to the world is increasingly difficult. And so finding creative ways to do that, that stick within a small business budget, that's a huge challenge. And absolutely surmountable.
You're so positive. That's great. In the face of overwhelming odds, beachdog.com. Okay, so what do you think a small business owner needs to know then? Because if someone says, well, you know, I've been slow to come to this whole internet thing. I mean, obviously, traditional ways are, you know, whether you do flyers or special events or press releases or, you know, I mean, you know, whether it's TV advertising. I mean, advertising, as you say, you know, it is everywhere. So it's this constant background noise. So what is it that they need? They need to really be savvy about the internet then, don't they?
Certainly being savvy about the internet helps. And we can talk a little about social networking kinds of things that'll happen. But the bottom line that I would like to leave everyone, if there's one thing that they remember, is customer service, customer service, customer service. Whether it's online or offline, improving your product, meaning differentiating your store or your service through customer service, is the thing that's going to help us as 2010 rolls along, both on online and offline marketing. Some of the things that are happening online and that are coming down, SideWiki is one that comes to mind.
SideWiki?
SideWiki is a little plugin that people can download for their browser that really lets them have a column on one side of their browser. So they say they'd be looking at the KMUN website in the main part of their browser. And then this little strip down the side is a list of all the comments people have made, people have made about KMUN. So it's completely user driven. So if KMUN is offering a great product, great service, and people are saying lots of good things about that, all that positive stuff not only is going to the end consumer, but is affecting where KMUN ranks in Google and Bing and all the other search engines. So customer service then becomes important, not just in the most logical terms, but in terms of your actual search marketing online.
All right. Now, here's a question, though, because you mentioned a couple things which I want us to go back to, too, about, you know, Bing and Google and all that. But, okay, SideWiki. So you have a company, you are doing a good job, and someone wants to research your company, or you have a restaurant, let's say. And and so somebody wants to say, well, I'm going to look at this restaurant. Well, wait, I'm now going to be able to compare what they're saying at the restaurant website with what people's experiences are. What if you have one disgruntled person who has a vendetta against the restaurant owner or the chef or something and says, you know, and they start writing? I mean, how do you discern what's really valid, though, if you have that kind of information?
Well, and that's the thing that the business owner has a really hard time controlling. Certainly managing your public image online is going to be more and more important as we move into this year. I would say that having one or two bad comments about you and a mix of good comments is actually a good thing because it makes you real. You know, nobody has a perfect experience. There's not a five-star restaurant out there that can say they satisfy 100% of their customers 100% of the time. And if all of the comments are good, you start wondering who's putting them up there. By the same token, Google, which is the force behind SideWiki, most people are familiar with Google's local maps that come up in a Google search really quickly. And most businesses are tricking out those listings, so the meaning to say they can go in and add photographs and add business information, which they should do. But one of the things that's happening with that is that they're aggregating comments from all the different commenting websites, whether it's TripAdvisor or, all the different websites where you can go and leave feedback about a business. They're aggregating all that information right into your Google Map. So if we're just keep picking on restaurants for a minute here. You type in your favorite restaurant, it pulls up the map and shows you where the restaurant is. And right underneath the map are the top 7 or 8 comments left by people. The restaurant really can't control what's being said and what shows up there. And so the restaurant needs to be paying attention to all those different sites and what's being said. And each one has different rules about what you can, you know, go in and leave a retort to a comment that you don't agree with.
So now we have Google, and then maybe some people have never heard of Bing. Why don't we just do a quick explanation of what Bing is?
Yes, Bing is Microsoft's latest, greatest search product, and most people use a Microsoft platform, a Windows platform, so Bing is probably coming into their awareness. It's a search engine not unlike Google. It hit the ground with a lot of new toys, like live search, meaning that it's searching the internet as you're looking at it, not just after you hit the go button. And it really has added some competition to the marketplace. It's forced some of the other search engines to do some new and exciting things. So it's been good that way. In terms of market share, it's up to about 10%, which is remarkable if you consider how young it is, and not remarkable when you consider Google still maintaining about 73%, meaning in America.
And I'm really excited for us to talk about the 350 project, which we're going to do in just a minute. Before we take our little station ID break, though, most people are familiar, probably most of you listening are familiar with Facebook and Twitter, and and you obviously feel those are very important things for businesses to be involved with.
I do. I think that there's a way to do it smartly and a way to do it where they will eat your life. But I think they're definitely good for business. I think you have to really have a plan and follow the plan so you don't get sucked into the morass of fun out there and not have time to do what you should be doing.
Okay. So, Facebook and Twitter, those are the two. Is there anything else new that we don't know about?
Well, each, depending on what kind of business you're in, there's going to be different social networks that are going to be beneficial to you. Certainly, Facebook is the premier one for businesses right now. Twitter is lets you do micro-posting, shorter little versions of posting than Facebook does. LinkedIn is for business networking. And I'd recommend business owners, especially, anyone, look at Ping FM, which is lets you post to all of them at once.
Oh, Ping. Yes. Okay. I'd heard about that, where you don't have to go to every single site. You get to post one and it goes to all the different sites. Oh,
yes.
Excellent. Very smart. Okay, good. Thank you, Kelly. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and my guest today is Kelly Schwartz. She is the alpha dog of beachdog.com, which is a marketing company on the Long Beach Peninsula. And we're talking about small businesses. We're talking about, you know, marketing in today's world, which is so different from how we used to do things. And we're going to start talking about the 350 campaign, which is just a fantastic idea as well. Before we go to the 350, I have a question, and that is, with all of this information on the web and all of this new world, is there any chance that people would say, oh, I just want to do a throwback? I mean, I have heard people say, you know, don't advertise papers, newspaper advertising, don't spend all your money, Is there any chance that someone would say, oh, God, this is just getting overwhelming, this whole internet thing. Can't we go back to some simpler way of doing things?
Absolutely. You know, and that's part of what I mean when I say it's important to meet people where they are and look at all their resources. The truth is, if your company resource doesn't include anyone who is remotely comfortable with the internet, that's not a good avenue for you to be into marketing. So it's about really analyzing who you are as a business, who you're trying to reach, and finding the best way to reach that demographic group. And it doesn't have to be anything that you're hugely uncomfortable with. That's just not going to serve your business. It's not going to end up letting you give good customer service if you're in a media that you're not comfortable.
Okay. So you either have to figure out somebody who can do that for you, who is comfortable and loves it, like you obviously love it. And,
I do.
Okay. And now let's talk about the 350 Project, because that is just amazing. Please tell people who aren't familiar with it what it is.
I am so excited about the 350 Project. It is a nonprofit grassroots effort started about a little over a year ago, if I'm correct, by a woman out of Minneapolis who believes that if everyone spends $50 in each of three stores locally, it will help keep our brick and mortar local shops open. And she's just done an amazing amount of networking to get 350 Project materials available to small businesses. You go on their website, or anyone at all can go on their website and get a window decal or any kind of advertising material. But it's really just about getting the same word out that we've been saying for a long time, which is shop locally, you know, and keep the local pharmacy open.
And okay, so I went to the website, which I believe is what, Project 350? Is that the website?
350project.net.
350project.net. And I would really recommend that all of you look at that, because what a terrific thing to do. It is basically, they're just saying $50 a month. Just spend it in three local stores, or mm-hmm. or you could spend the 50 in one store 1 month and one store. But yeah. Essentially, she's saying if you spend, you know, $20 or something, or $15 at three different local businesses, you are helping them survive.
Absolutely. You know, it's so easy in the days of big box and internet and all the choices that we have in the global marketplace to save 50 cents and get your pharmacy prescription filled online or by phone or through Canada. And the truth is, my local pharmacy serves a whole lot more purpose to my community than the prescriptions. And so I think it's important to get my prescriptions filled at my local pharmacy, who then contributes to my community in oh so many ways beyond the fact that they're there to sell me a greeting card when I've forgotten a birthday.
Okay, exactly. That's really true, Kelly. Yeah. And this is just catching on like wildfire, this 350 idea.
You know, it really is. The the current promotion is actually for Valentine's Day. And if you go on the website, it lets you download a PDF file, which is you can print out and mail a Valentine to the Today Show and all the different morning programs. And what they're trying to do is get enough Valentine's sent either by regular mail or by email to these morning programs to see if we can't get some 350 exposure on those programs and further the word.
So the grassroots effort of the 350, the Project 350, which is just a win-win. I mean, there's no downside. How could anyone be against this? This
exactly.
is just—it's something so easy to do. So now, if you send a Valentine, then they would get that some national publicity, and that could really push it to the point where it has everybody knows. Oh yes, of course, I know what Project 350 is.
Exactly, because Project 350 is really about raising awareness. You know, nobody's making any, and nobody at 350 Project is making any money. That's not the point. The point is really to raise awareness in local communities all over the country, and get people to shop locally, to make the choice to shop locally when they can.
Why should people care? Why should people care about keeping the mom and pops and the independents and the brick and mortar place? Why should they care, Kelly? What would we lose if that all went away?
Well, just looking at our region, you know, and being a Long Beach Peninsula resident, I can say that I want to shop at my local stores as much as possible on that side of the river, because not because there aren't fabulous stores on this side of the river, but because I want my stores to be there. I don't want to be forced to drive across the river. I don't want to, when I need a carton of milk, to need to make a 20-minute drive over to Astoria to do it. So it's not about always, only shopping at the store closest to home. It's about making an effort to spend money in those stores to keep them open.
I also think that there is a tribal connection that we have. I mean, it's our village. It's our
yes.
tribe, you know,
yes.
And we want to be diverse and healthy and so we all have to support each other in that. It would be a sad thing if we're all just ordering everything online and having, I mean, I read that, you know, you could order your groceries online in New York and then they would just deliver them to you. And again, we're just really, I think, isolating and alienating ourselves from each other. And when we really, all the studies have shown that healthy social interactions is crucial for us mentally, physically, spiritually, in every way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just, again, looking at on our side of the river, it's our merchants associations that put on all the festivals and events. It's our merchants that people go to when they need items donated for this, that, or the other community auction or fundraiser. You know, it's our merchants that are supporting so many of the non-business oriented things that are happening in people's lives. And what's left if those go away because they're sucked up by big box shopping or online shopping? And absolutely the social aspect. I love that I can walk down the street and go to, we have a little store called Dennis Company, you know, and I can go in there and I'm greeted with a hello. It's like walking into Cheers, and go get what I want and then walk across the street to the pharmacy and get what I need there and down the street to the bakery and grab a donut. And, you know, everywhere you're met by people. And it's a sense of community. And it's the same community that puts on fundraisers when somebody's child gets cancer. And without those stores there, that's gone.
One of the things that visitors really talk about, because you're involved with tourism on the Long Beach Peninsula, and when they talk about when they come here and they come to the Long Beach Peninsula, is that there is this this real mixture. It's really eclectic. It's interesting. It's surprising. It is human scale. It's walkable, and mm-hmm. all of those things which are healthy for us in so many ways.
Absolutely. You know, one of the strongest things that the Long Beach Peninsula has to compete against other Washington beaches is that our downtowns are walkable. You know, that people can come and park their car and walk around and, you know, feel safe and enjoy themselves shopping and while the kids running around on the beach. And that's something that we see in small town America that we don't get to see everywhere. And it's a thing to cherish and take care of.
Actually, I heard, Kelly, that there was some campaign about, there was an interview with Jake the Alligator Man. Did
yes.
you tell me that?
Jake is our local hero in Long Beach. Jake has lived at Marsh's Free Museum for longer than anyone cares to count. And he actually has his own birthday party now. It's typically the second weekend in August. And Jake, there's a cake delivery by the police coming down Main Street. And during the day, there's all kinds of kids' activities. Jake is half alligator, half human, and many believe real.
Okay, excellent. Terry just said he's been there since the 40s. So, Kelly, we just have a few minutes left. So what would you like small businesses to know? We obviously want to support Project 350. It's a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. And in terms of small business marketing and beachdog.com, do you have any last few things you'd like to let people know?
You know, I just want to say customer service, customer service, customer service. And whether that means that you're responding to email quickly or being extra nice and carrying someone's bags to the car, whatever you can do to improve your business in ways that mean a lot and cost little are the biggest things that you can do. And those are the things that are going to carry whether we're talking about 1950 or 2050.
That's true. But on the internet, though, if somebody, because you have people who are designing websites in, you know, India and in, you know, for all over the world.
Sure.
So that same thing must be true for also web design and internet presence, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as social networking is taking off more and more, and as smartphone use is taking off more and more, we're just going to see more of the reality that we experience face to face happening in our online world. So it's just really important to be out there on the internet in some capacity to show that you are, in fact, part of the current world.
What do you love the most about what you do at beachdog.com?
Oh, that's tough. Creativity. I love that I get to play with my color clans for a living. That's just great fun.
I know, it's true. And the whole element, again, of you, because you're involved with Humane Society, you're involved, I mean, you have a whole lot of things that you do, which are give backs to the community.
It's true. It's actually part of our company mission to give back as much as we possibly can. And the Humane Society certainly has a soft spot for us, our no-kill shelter over there. We're so proud to be no-kill. And I'm involved with Rotary International, which is a fabulous nonprofit organization that does good things locally and worldwide. The merchant associations, the visitors bureaus, you know, these are all merchants who are involved way over their heads doing volunteer activities for not because it does that much for their business, but because they have a passion for community. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of all that. It's life is fun over there.
Well, and I've heard that you're going to be doing some maybe a local presentation about things that small business owners should know here on this side of the river, which is great. So if you want more information about Kelly Schwartz, Kelly, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And for your positive, great attitude about everything and for letting us know about Project 350. So if you'd like more information about beachdog.com, you can go to beachdog.com. And you can also call Kelly Schwartz and say, Kelly, I don't understand about what is this thing, this side wiki thing? Anyway, thanks so much for being here today. I'm Donna Quinn. I want to thank all of you who've been listening to this program. Talk of Our Towns airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 on KMUN and KTCB in Tillamook. And we are also live streaming on the web, coastradio.org. And we are also repeated in the evening tonight. It will be on KCPB 90.9 at 8:30 p.m. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things. Expand on those things. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.